This is the World of Agriculture on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Riley Smith. There's lots of yield variability as Iowa harvest wraps up. We'll have more from AgriGold right after this.
In rural Iowa, you need reliable information. The Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network brings you ag-specific content like market trends, weather outlooks, and policy updates that matter to your operation, while your local station brings you community news and consistent updates on what is happening in your area. It's a partnership built for the challenges of rural life. Your farm, your local station, and your friends at the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, where Iowa Ag matters. Find us online at iowaagnet.com.
Harvest in Iowa is very close to wrapping up. In fact, many farmers have put away their combines already. At this point in the season, we have a pretty good idea of how the yields are looking. Northwest Iowa AgriGold agronomist Jeff Morey said there's been a lot of variability in yield numbers.
And I would say we're probably down to about a third of the crop on the corn side left to come out. Beans are probably 99% done. There's not much in the field anywhere for beans at this point right now. Yields this year, I would say the key word is variability. We've seen things from as high as 280 and as low as 140 in the field out there. A lot of different things that impacted those yield results throughout the year, though.
In corn, Morey said diseases like southern rust were major yield limiting factors this year.
Specifically for southern rust in northwest Iowa, probably as much as 30 to 50 bushels. In some cases, it may be higher than that as we continue to get some yield data in for those guys who did treat certain fields or parts of certain fields. We'll see some more comparison there, but it was certainly a big impact this year across the bulk of northwest Iowa, I would say. The far northwest corner of the state didn't have it near as severe, and I would say the far western side of west central Iowa not near as severe, but they had other issues going on as well.
Sudden death syndrome started to impact some soybean fields late into the crop season, but Morey said it didn't end up having much of an effect on yields.
Yeah, probably saw a little more sudden death than we expected. It kind of seemed to come in late, but as far as yields, what we saw on the field from those areas that had sudden death, yields were not impacted that greatly. Yes, there were some fields out there that it took 10 to 15 bushels off the top. But typically, it was just small areas of the field that it was impacting. And I would say I was surprised by how little white mold we actually saw in the field this year.
For the World of Agriculture on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, I'm Riley Smith.